Mishpatech Yaakov has a shayla over here. It sounds like it happened. The Reuven claimed that Shimon owed him money. And Shimon says, I don't owe you a penny. So Reuven didn't have any documentary evidence that Shimon really owed him the money, but he had a tape recording of a telephone call where he was calling Shimon, and he said, Shimon, when are you going to pay me back? And Shimon said, you know, in a couple weeks I'll have the money, don't worry. So he took that to the Beis Din, and Shimon says, I don't know what that is, I don't know what that recording is, I just know that I don't owe him a penny. So the shaila is, can we accept such evidence in a Beis Din? The issue is, and the issue we're going to talk about, and then we'll see how it applies, is there's a concept called Tvias Ayin. There's a concept called that if you recognize something, we had it by Hashavas Aveda. There's two ways that you can return Aveda. I have specific simonim, identifying marks on this object that proves it's mine as a simon, or by Tama Chacham, at Sorbid Rabbanan, you could say, I recognize it's mine. I could tell it's Tvias Ayin. I have a recognition it's mine. There's a similar halacha by if you have meat, you're not allowed to keep it unguarded from non-Jewish hands. So what do you do in case that happens?
And still eat it,
right. You're right, if you want to eat it. So what you have to do, you have to have the siman on it, or tzvias ayin, that's a sugya and chul we're going to see. So that's when you look at something. Our question is, does the same rules of Tvias Ayin, which we'll see are effective, is effective, does that apply? Did I recognize the voice? I recognize someone's voice. Well, let's see the sugyas, how they progress, and then we'll get a clarity on this machlokas. Right, the Gemara is, first thing, the Gemara is Sanhedrin, Chaptes Amadeis. It's Chaptes Amadeis, the Gemara says, how would the Achim and the Edim, the Chari, the Kil say? There was a person who hid witnesses behind curtains because he wanted to have those witnesses hear that his friend owed him money. Amr le, and assuming there's no federal law there also. Amr le, so he said to him, Mana li biyadcha, you owe me $100. Amr le, the other one said, Hain, yes. Amr, so the Toveya said, Irei v'shachri l'havi l'achsadi, do you agree that the people that are walking awake and the people that are sleeping should be witnesses to your hodah, to your admission? Because halacha is, a hodah doesn't help unless it's in front of Edom and the person admitting it knows that he's admitting in front of witnesses, because otherwise he could say, I was joking, yeah, I owe you $1 million. Right? It has to be that it's serious. So the question was over here, is that called serious enough? He says, will the sleeping people and the awake people, can they be witnesses for you? So Amar Lehi said, lo, no, I don't want any witnesses. So Amar Akana, Amar Lehi, lo, he said, I don't want them to be witnesses, and the admission is not valid. But if he had been quiet, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Simen Pei Aleph, Siv Yud Gimel, on the other side of the hand, that Hichri lo, Eidim Bekiwa, if he had witnesses hiding behind a curtain, well, Amar Lehi said, Man Lehi, Yarcha, you owe me $100. Amar Lehi said, yeah, Amar Lehi, Ari Vashichri Lavin Sadi, Allah, will the awake people and the sleeping people be witnesses for you? Amar Lehi, lo. He said, no, ain't a hodah. That's not a hodah. Abu, Yim Shasak, if he was quiet, then having a hodah, he said, can the awake people and the sleeping people be witnesses? And he was quiet. So then, that is good testimony, and Reuven wins the case based on that testimony. Now, the Tosa Jaila, what's the case talking about? When the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, the witnesses behind the curtain, can testify that Shimon owes, that they heard Shimon admit to Reuven that he owes $100, are they relying on just what they heard? Or did they, the curtains, it's a one-way curtain, they could see through and he couldn't see them. Or there was a way, the lighting was in a way that they could see him and he couldn't see them. What's the case? Ketos one spot in Simon Teyal, if there has that, this shayla, when we say the witnesses are good, this good, valid witnesses here, did they have to see it, or is it enough that they just heard and they recognize Shimon's voice? Right? Our shayla, is it enough to say that, well, we recognize the voice, and that counts as testimony, or do they have to see the whole ma'isa along with the admission, like a normal case? So Ksos has a sugya like this. The case we talked, first case we talked about, Basar Hanishin is Alamin Ha'ayin. Person wants to eat the meat and he lost track of it. And now he can recognize that was my roast. I can tell, he couldn't make a simon on it, but looking at it, so now he's sure it's his. So Gemara Pasan says that's good. And the Gemara then brings a few proofs that should be good. One of the Gemara says like this, Dilo Teimo Achi, because if you don't say, that's Tzvias Ayin. So just, you're recognizing something is good enough in halacha. Hech suma muta b'ishto. How is a blind man permitted with his wife? He can't see her. It must be because he's recognizing her voice. Ubnei adam ech mutarim b'nishra senil ayin. Stam people at night, and times they didn't have electricity. How are they mutter in their wives? How do they know that this is their wife? Maybe it's another woman. Elif b'tzviya seina dekala. Must be that we rely on their recognizing the voice. So just like we know that blind people and men are allowed to be with their wives, even though they don't see her, they can rely on her voice. So achanai mitzviya seina, same thing. If you recognize something with your eyes, that also should be good. There's no difference between recognizing with your eyes and recognizing with your ears. So that's what the Ksos says. You see from here that just recognizing something with your voice, you can rely on that as testimony. And then he says from the next part of the Gemara, it seems that it even works for capital witnesses. Amar, capital cases. Amar Yitzchak, the Gemara goes further. Amar Yitzchak Bereid Rav Mishayashi. Yitzchak Bereid Rav Mishayashi said, Teda, I'll prove to you that you can rely on Tzvias Ayin. The Tzvias Ayin, just recognizing something is better even than simanim, than specific simanim, specific marks. The will also betray Ramir. Two people came and said, Polanya, the high simanim, high simanim, katal nafsha. I saw a person that has a wart on one hand and a different thing, a different simon on another part of his body. I saw he killed Shimon. And then we find this person, we say, Reuven, hey, Reuven has these two simanim. So we don't kill Reuven based on simanim. But evil Amir Islan Tzvias ain't under Gavi. But if they say we recognize that we saw Reuven kill him, so then Kadlina lay. So we kill him. So we see that witnesses saying that they saw something is more powerful than simanim, than having identifying marks on an object. So if an identifying mark works for you to identify your meat that was missing for a while, now you see that it's your meat, it wasn't switched with non-kosher meat, so the same way, if you recognize, you can tell that's my meat, so then you don't have to be worried that someone switched it with some treif meat and you can eat it. So that's the Gemara's Raya, and from here the Ksos wants to say that Yilchoro, you see from this that just since we compared voice recognition to visual recognition, so just like visual recognition we say works by Dine Nefash, it's the same thing. Voice recognition, if you hear some Reuven killing Shimon, you'd be able to kill Reuven on that basis. Just another Raya, a similar Raya that we'll see, the Mishkanes Yaakov brings, a similar Raya from Bryce and Sanhedrin, Lamaches Amid Aleph, the Gemara says, Hayor Meir Omer, or Nagarita, the Shlosh Dvarim Adem Mishtanim Echaveiro. All people are different than their friend in three ways. Mikol, the Mar Vedas. Everyone has a different voice, everyone has a different appearance, and everyone has a different way of thinking. Why did Hashem make people like that? The call of Amara, he made people have different voices and different appearances, Mishum Herba. So there shouldn't be any problems of Zunus. Everyone will know who their wife is, either by seeing her or by hearing her. So once again, we see that hearing is a good enough source of identification. But the Das, the Gemara just finished off the Gemara. The Gemara says, and people have different ways of thinking, because there are robbers around. And if you want to make a combination lock, if everyone thought the same way, everyone would think of the same combination, so it wouldn't be worth anything. So Hashem made everyone think different, that he thinks that maybe we should make this combination, and the robber thinks a different combination. And that's what the Gemara says, that's why people have different ways of thinking as well. So anyway, this is the Ksos's first Raya, that voice recognition counts in Halacha. But then he brings a Raya, Fakert from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, another Braisa, in Samar Zainam and Aleph. The Braisa is talking, the Ksugi is talking about a Mesis, a Medea, someone who's trying to convince people to worship Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says there, the Braisa says, Shar kol chayavi misa shavet Torah, in all other capital cases, ein machminim aleim, we don't arrange the witnesses to hide behind curtains to try to entrap the victim. Chutz mizeh, except for a case where someone's Macy's is trying to convince people to do Avodah Zarah. Case in Osnola, what do? Maliganes, Haner, the Bayis HaPanimi. You light a candle up in an inner room of your house. You have witnesses hiding in an outer room behind the wall there where he can't see it, but they can see inside. So, so they could see him, the Shaman Kolo, and hear his voice. But he can't see them, and then you call him in and say, "What did you say? What did you actually do?" And he'll say, "Yeah, I told you, let's go to Avodah Zarah." And that way, we've entrapped this person by the witnesses hearing him and seeing him without his realization. So Rashi says, why do we have to light the candle? Just let him go to the new room and let them hear it. So Rashi says that because if they would just hear it, that wouldn't be a good enough raya that was really this person. You can't rely on your hearing to be sure that that's the person that was being a mesis. So that's why the Braisa says you have to light a candle to make sure that you know who it is that's really doing the instigation for Avodah Zarah. Right, that's what Rashi says, and the Ketzos says this is the real raya. This is the halacha of Maisa Lixos Paskins, that in the sugya of Hodah, where he's trying to get this person to admit that he lent him money, so when you have the witnesses behind the curtain, you have to arrange it that the witnesses can see what's going on, and they can't rely just on their hearing, because of this sugya in Sanhedrin, Samach Zayin, where we said the maces, to make a maces chayiv, the witnesses have to see him, you have to have a candle lit so they could see him. What do you do with the raya from Sanhedrin? It says that Suma is mutter with his wife, and we see we rely on Tvias Ayin, the Kala. We do rely on voice recognition. So he says that's different because that's Isser. When we're talking about Isser Beheter, so there you can rely on voice recognition. But to be Motzi Mamon, to take money, there you need a real raya, you need strong proofs, and the proof of witnesses hearing something isn't strong enough, just like for capital punishment, just their hearing isn't enough. Din in nefashas, we're talking about three different halachas here, it's din in nefashas, capital cases, iser, veheter, prohibitory cases, and then mominus, to take money out. So he says, this voice recognition will only work for iser veheter, for whether the wife is mutter, this is the wife or not, and then it's mutter, but for mammon, to be mutter mammon, to say that a person has to pay money for in a court case, or to make someone chayiv misa, capital punishment, with witnesses, those witnesses have to see it as well as hear it. That's the Tosa's conclusion in Simen Pei Aleph, Sivkan Yer Gimel. So he passes a maisa that hearing is not enough. Nesivas asks the kasha on the spot over there. He says, Gemara Bar Metzia says clearly that Isser is more chomer than Mammon. Gemara has a raya there, the way you can rely on it being a star, Yosef ben Shimon, and can you return the star to a person based on the simon? So Gemara says you can, but by your get you can't, because Isser is more chomer. How can you learn out Isser from Mammon? So the Nesiva says, if you see that if the Gemara says you can rely on a blind person for being a mutter with his wife, so kolshkein by yisr by urayis kolshkein, you could believe, you can rely on audio proofs to attest your hearing to be sure that you could be motzi mammon with it as well. How about the other raya? The case from Macy's where the Gemara said you had to have the candle lit in the room, otherwise you wouldn't be able to make him chai. So that's different. He says that's because that's dinning nefashas. For dinning nefashas, there's a special halacha besides knowing what's happening. You have to see it. You have to, the Adam have to see the actual act to be, make someone chai misa. But for Mamanus, we'll talk about probably in Elul, for Mamanus it's enough to know the fact without an actual having seen it. So when it comes to being motzi mammon, if we know that it's true that Shimon owes Reuven money, and we know it from the witnesses hearing Shimon admit it to Reuven, so then that's good enough. But to make some chai misur, in addition to knowing the facts, you have to have seen it. It's a gzer skazi, the witnesses have to see it. So in that case, it wouldn't be enough to wouldn't be enough to know the truth. You'd have to see it with your own eyes, and that's why the Gemara says that the witnesses have to have a candle there where they can see to the person who was actually being maces. So this is the machlokas, the ktsos, and the nesivas, whether we can rely on our hearing, on testimony of hearing, to be motzi imam in this case, in Hilchos Tohen V'Nitan, in Siman Pei Aleph, the ktsos and the nesivas are arguing whether you can rely on your hearing to be motzi imam. So, what do each other do with the other eyes? I mean, the nesivas seems to have a good point that we always are machmer more by iser than we are by heter. So, what other way is there to get out of the fact that a blind person is mutter with his wife, or a stammer person is mutter with his wife at night time when he can't see her? So how can we rely on our sound, our hearing, in that case? But you're saying we can't rely on our hearing, according to the Ktzos, or at least in that line of thinking, that you can't rely on your hearing to be motzi mamon. Why should it be different between someone lives here believing his hearing to know that it's his wife, or to believe a hearing to know that Reuven knows Shimon money?
The
wife and other things involved. Right. So the Maril Diskin I have here says, what's happening when you're relying on your hearing? Is it that you hear someone singing and you know, oh, that sounds like my wife, so maybe that's my wife? Or you hear, or the case of Reuven telling Shimon, Shimon telling Reuven, I owe you money, right? Oh, that sounds like Shimon. I hear him all the time. That sounds like Shimon, right? So that's the case where we can't rely on our hearing. But if she says this is me and it sounds like her, so he says that's, you know, we're not relying just on your hearing. You're relying on her also, that she's also saying that it's her. You're relying, it's a two-way street over there. So my real distance says, Bechlal, it's no raya from Summa to our halacha of Choshen Mishpat, whether you can trust a voice to be motzi mamon. That's the way he says it. The Mishkan is Yaakov, he brings this raya from the Sanhedrin that we saw in the Braisa, that we see people were created with different voices in order that they should know that it's their wife. And he says, because there's other things involved, like Dr. Jacob is saying, that they know they're together all the time. He's heard the voice all the time, and this is something, actually the Chasam Sofer says that, the other things involved. But the Mishkanot Yaakov is saying, because it's the difference between a one-time hearing, right? I'm calling these witnesses over, listen to Shimon, and he's going to say it to Reuven, and make sure he hears that one sentence. We have to trust his memory of the voice. Yeah, that's the voice. And then it's gone. But by a wife, they're having a conversation, so then you can rely. He's so used to the voice, and he's with her all the time, so he's so used to the voice, right? He says, "Bnei Adam haRegilim Yachad." People that live together, they're always with together. Hey, Ma Yodim, Gam Shina Yakama Kuni Mecholei. They know even if her voice changes, because that's the problem with the voice. He says, the problem with the voice, someone has a cold, and, you know, you can't hear him, so. The voice changes, or if someone gets older, their voice changes. Then, as they get older, a lady can't sing after 50 because his voice changes. Right? That would be the problem in a voice. You know, you might remember when he was in school with you, but how do you know it's him now? So that's what the Mishkanot Yaakov says. Since his wife, he's so used to her all the time, so he'll be able to tell that's her voice, even though it's not like normal. You tell she must have a cold. But you call someone, you know. And they don't say, who is this? They say, oh, you must have a cold. Because they know your voice, and you sound like you have a cold. So that's the case where he says, you could rely on a voice. But just stop to hear Reuven say something, and it's not that it's your roommate or your family member, that's someone that you know. So in that case, you couldn't rely on the voice. And then once again, the Chasam Sofer says that by wife, there's more things involved. You're living with her, you know her. So that's, you're relying on more than the voice there also. So those are rayas, though those are svaras to slug up the raya that we do rely on voice recognition. There's no raya from a wife, from even though Tosa's reason is shver, he says because that's only by iser, l'chor that should be a kolshkin, then the Siva says, but there are other reasons why we shouldn't rely on, we shouldn't bring a proof from the fact that we rely, a blind person can rely on his voice recognition, because a wife is different for one of these three reasons, and there are other svaras also that are brought, but that's a big sugya all over the Tshuva Svarim. That's what they say. How about the other way? The Nesivas had a good raya to his halacha from the Maces. I said, Maces, you don't give testimony against him unless you have a candle that you have to see him. So why don't we have a raya from there that we can't rely on our hearing, we have to see it. Hearing isn't enough to believe it, you have to actually see it. So the Avodas Gershuni says, we said it was completely nefashis, but the Avodas Gershuni wants to say, oh, this far is why it's a different case over there. You know why you need to see it over there? Because what's going to happen? You're going to take him to Beis Din, and this is an important enough community, the Mishpatech Le'Yachas, you're going to take him to Beis Din and say, look, we have two witnesses that heard you say that I heard you trying to convince Shimon to do Avodah Zarah. So he said, yeah, that's not true, it wasn't me, I'm denying it. I was somewhere else, you heard it, it must have been someone else, it sounded like me. Especially some of the Achron say, when you, if he's trying to convince someone, he's probably whispering, and when you whisper, everyone sounds the same when they're whispering. But he said, it wasn't me. The eye two witnesses are sure they heard you. Well, there's the other sugya that says we have the other sugya that says you do rely on hearing by the Summa. Well, that's where no one's denying. The woman and the husband, they agree that they're husband and wife, no one's taking it to a din Torah. So that's where you can rely on your hearing. But whenever there's a hachasha, wherever there's a denial going on, the Avodas Gershuni says, that's when you can't rely on your hearing. Like in our case over here, he says that from the telephone conversation, he had the recording that Reuven was admitting, Shimon was admitting to Reuven he owed the money, but now he's denying it. So then you can't rely on your hearing. That's that was Gershuni's shot in the Gemara. The Shaar Mishpat has another shot. He says, based on the Yerushalmi in Yevamos, the Yerushalmi, this is the way Pnei Moshe learns the Yerushalmi, he says, you know why you need to see the Maces? Why do you need to see that the person in that case, but normally you can rely on your hearing? That's because we need to see him for a different reason. Because he's dangerous. He's trying to convince people to do Avodah Zarah. He's a missionary. And we have to make sure, it says, Shema Yarim is the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. And the Pnei Moshe means Yarim. Maybe he'll run away and he'll try to, he's nervous over here, he'll go somewhere else and try to be mates with someone else. And if it's dark, you won't see where he's going. So you need the lights on to make sure he doesn't escape. So if he tries running out, you'll be able to catch him, so he shouldn't try to missionize another person. That's the way the Shaar Mishpat says, that's pshat in the, could be the pshat in the Bavli. Now also, that the reason you have the candle lit, not like Rashi said, because we won't be able to rely on our hearing. We can rely on a hearing in all cases. But over here, where we're dealing with a Maces, a missionary, someone who's trying to convince people to do Avodah Zarah, so in that case you have to be super careful, make sure he doesn't escape, and that's why you need to hear him. So it's no right, that's why you need to see him, so that's why there's no right for Maces. The Choshen Aharon points out that many other Pshatim in that Yerushalmi Pnei Moshe is a very rare Pshat, and according to the other Pshatim, the Yerushalmi is saying the same thing as Rashi's Pshat in the Bavli, and we would have a good Raya from there that you can't rely just on your hearing, you have to see it. So what we have up to now is a typical machlokas haposkin. We have two gemaras. One gemara by the blind person is masha that we can rely on our hearing. The other gemara, which is the gemara of the Maces, is masha we can't rely on our hearing. You have to actually have a candlelit so you could see him. And we have machlokas haposkin, which gemara is the ikur, and different svaras how to deal with the other gemara. So it's a machlokas, starting from the Ksos of the Nesivas, whether and the Maises they bring that some Achlokas Vishon in the Rimigash and Yad Ramah, they have a similar Machlokas, they were Medayik in the later Achon or Medayik and these Vishon, they also have a similar Machlokas, whether you can rely on your hearing or not. Let's just see one last possible Raya and the way that Achonim deal with that. There's a Halacha in Simin Laman Hey that we learned last week in Hilchas Eidus. Simin Lamen Hei Sif Yod Beis Suma B'Shtei Einov. If someone is blind in both eyes, Afa Picha Makir HaKol V'Hanashim, even though he recognizes the voice and the people, some have a gear called HaAnashim, he recognizes the voice of the people, U'Mechavunas Eiduso, and his Eidus matches the other one. Puzzle is still puzzle. You can't rely on a blind person. So what would that tell you? L'chor, that would tell you, well, we can't rely on the blind person hearing the testimony. It must mean that we can't rely on their hearing. But Shari Mishpat says, you see from your raya that you normally could rely on your hearing. Because why is it that you can't rely on a blind person? That's because there's a drasha that says, oh, ra'a, you have to have who ra'a, he saw what happened. And the midrash, and I don't think it's a gemara, bring a raya from there, that you have to see, tassimani, to exclude someone who can see, to exclude a blind person. Now, if you have a special gzeres hakasa that excludes a blind person, that's why do you need a gzeres hakasa? Just say you can't accept the testimony of a blind person because all he did was hear what happened. He's obviously didn't see it. It must be that normally hearing is believing. Hearing is enough of a proof to give to paskin ashayla based on a person's hearing. That is good enough normally. Except this gzeres hakasa, someone who can never see, someone who is blind, he's apostle is one of the psulim for edus. Is a summa, the different people that are apostle for edus. The summa is one of the people that are apostle for edus. Right, that's the Shaar Mishpat's raya from this halacha, that it's only a summa, who only a blind person you can't rely on for a testimony because it's gzeres hakasa, but anyone else who can see, but in this case he happened not to be able to see what was going on, but he heard what was going on, we can rely on his hearing to paskin ashayla. So Shaar Mishpat sides with those that hold that hearing is a good enough proof to be motzi mamon. Meir Arak in Minchas Pitim disagrees. He says there's no raya from there, and he says a very nice svara. Right, the raya the Shaar Mishpat has is, why is it that the Shulchan Aruch has to paskin a blind person is puzzle for Eidus? Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch just say simply that if you didn't see what happened, you're puzzle for Eidus? Why does it say a blind person, even though he heard it, he recognizes the voice, is not good? Say anyone that just recognized a voice isn't good. So from there, the Shaar Mishpat said, a mashma, if there is a cause of only applying to a blind person, not to someone who can see, who happened not to see that particular event. So the Minchas Pitim says there's another reason why we have to single out why a blind person can't rely on his hearing to paskin, to give testimony. That's because blind people have greater acuity of their hearing. They can hear better. Their senses are better. Hashem made it that when someone's missing one of the senses, their other senses are better. So I might think that a blind person who can't see, his hearing is so sharp that we could rely on his audio testimony to say that he heard Shimon admit to Reuven that he's chayiv, even though normally we would say maybe it was someone else who had the same voice. And there's a whole shaila that the Chacham Sofer, that the others bring from Yaakov Avinu, that when he was trying to take the brachas from Esau, from Yitzchak, why wasn't Yitzchak able to recognize the voice? How could Yaakov, or how did Yaakov even have a Havimino? So it must be that you could try to disguise your voice. It's a whole shaila there, how they learn the brachas. But Minchas Pitim says that, and Yitzchak himself was blind too. So that's a whole issue over there, to learn the brachas based on this. But Minchas Pitim says that's what's going on over here, that normally, if you just hear the testimony, that's not good enough. We pass them like all the Nozachron who said hearing isn't enough to prove that you have testimony. But I might think if a person's blind and he could hear so well, his senses, his other senses are so much stronger, that maybe we can rely on his hearing to paskin ashayla in choshen mishpat. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch has to paskin here. No, it's assumes also paskin. There's a gzeres hakasa uhura that the person has to be able to see. Assuma who's not able to see, even though he might hear 10 times better than anyone else, we still can rely on his hearing to paskin ashayla. So the Meila, once again, even though we have this halacha in Simin Lamed Hey, which could have proved one way or the other whether hearing is a good enough proof, the Shaar Mishpat takes it one way to say that you see from here that normally hearing is a good proof, and that's why we have to paskin that the blind person's hearing isn't good enough. It's Zeres HaKasav. Minchas Pitim says it's a Raya Pakeret, that, well, not a Raya, but he defends the other Shita by saying, no, really hearing never is a good Raya. Why do we have to single out a blind person? So you shouldn't think that his hearing is so special. Maybe we can rely on his hearing. So takes Shlods up the proof that the Shaar Mishpat wants to say. So what do we do, Lamaisa, now that we have these different issues, different svaras, what do we do in our case, the Mishpatach LeYaakov's case, where Reuven has a tape recording of the conversation he had with Shimon? So Mishpatach LeYaakov says like this: okay, we have a machlokus ha'poskim, whether Yikrin a lie. When you, let's first of all assume that a tape recording is clear enough that it's as good as hearing it, which, you know, nowadays you're able to say. They say that they can listen to a tape good enough, even though it might be staticky, and let's assume it's the same quality as actual hearing it. We'll assume that. In Hilchus Gittin, it could be it's not good enough, because there is a special pasuk. It's a big shayla. It's the husband's not around. Can he order a get written if he's not on a telephone, if he's not in town? So there could be a shayla. You need to hear his voice. Since Eliezer has a shayla, you're not hearing his voice. You're hearing the electric current that's changed his voice and back. So not his call. It's a whole shayla also by hearing the Megillah. Can you see on a telephone? But we're not dealing with that. Let's assume that we can rely that this is a voice, and by Eidus you just need to know the facts. You don't have a special din of kol. So the Mishpatach LeYaakov says Shimon should not have to pay, because Shimon could say Kimli, I hold like all those poskim that hold that you can't rely on voice recognition to prove to be motzi mamon, right? So machlokes, the Ktos holds that way. Many some Rishonim and Achronim, they all hold that you can't rely on a voice. So therefore, Shimon shouldn't have to pay. Furthermore, I didn't get into that. So normally, we said it for to be a good hodah, you have to recognize that there are witnesses there and say atem edai. So over here, he didn't know he was being tape recorded, so he didn't say atem edai, but countering that, he didn't say that he was joking. He just denied the whole thing. So that's another kimli that we could say, maybe we'll tiny for him, that mishatani bach. Okay, that we didn't get into. So that's what he says, Mishpatach LeYaakov. However, to undo the whole shiur that we said until now, he says nowadays it's different. Because nowadays when people sign up in a Bezdin, they say that where Bezdin has a right to paskin either Bein Lidin, Bein Lipshara, that we spoke about a couple weeks ago. And we also say they, in a typical shtar, Borin, it says that they have the right to paskin based on their shikul hadas, based on the way they view things. So shaila, how far that goes, shikul hadas, but certainly it gives the judges nowadays, when you sign on such a shtar, some leeway, and saying that you know, this makes sense to us. This is a real recording. He's not denying that it's not his voice. He's just saying, I don't know how my voice got on there. He's not denying that. And the judges assume that either all three judges recognize the voice, or two witnesses can testify that they can tell that it's Shimon's voice. However, they can do I know that the terrorists are talking on these recordings, so they can tell this is Shimon's voice also. So even though, if you want to say al pi halacha to machlokas, whether that's called good edus, whether that's called a good enough raya because of the machlokas, ketos and the nesivas, certainly once the bati dinim nowadays are paskening al pi shikul hadas, not that maybe we'll take it as 100%, but certainly as something for them to rely on in passing the shayla. I was in New York yesterday, asked Dayan over there, what do you do? Lamais nowadays, and he said, yeah, of course we accept this testimony. Nowadays we never find two kosher Aiden for some reason, and the minig is to accept all kinds of evidence. So was it worth saying the whole first 42 minutes of this year to get to this point? Probably yes anyway, because it's still Torah, and we've learned that in halacha is a real machlokes achronim, whether we can rely on voice recognition as can we rely on proofs of just sound, a voice without sight, to be motzi mamon. So we see it's a machlokes ktos and nesivas, depending on how we learn the sugya by the suma with his wife, depending on how we learn the sugya with the maces, why you have to light a candle when you're trying to entrap him, and then how you learn the halacha, why shulchan aruch at the paskin dafka suma is possible for Eidus, because he can only hear, he can't see what's going on. So two direct opposite ways of learning that. How do we learn the Yerushalmi? When the Yerushalmi says Shema Yarim, does that mean he might run away, or does it mean something else, Pashat Pshat, like the Bavli? So we have all these different machloksim, how to understand in general, can we rely on our hearing to paskin a shayla and mamonas, and also the Chorin Isser V'Heter, it works based on what these svaras are saying. So that's a real machlokas achronim. It's real Torah. Lamaisa, if the two witnesses signed on the star that we want to go with shikul adas, so then the dayan certainly will accept such testimony, or they'll accept it 100%. They'll have to weigh it with other issues, and that's why he passes at the end the Mishpatach Yaakov that we will hear that, and even if al pi halacha there'd be some loophole to say kimli that you shouldn't accept it, but the Dayanan had the right to hear it and the right to paskin based on it.